Back in October of 2009, police in Middleborough arrived at the scene of a one-car crash. They found a badly damaged vehicle, an injured driver who told the cops, "I was driving, I'm drunk, and it's all my fault."
But when the case went to court, the driver's attorney chose a bench trial with no jury, and the judge heard the case and delivered his verdict.
Not guilty. Massachusetts is supposed to have some of the toughest drunk driving laws in the country, and yet states and yet judges are acquitting the vast majority of those charged with operating under the influence.
That's the conclusion of a Boston Globe investigation, which found that even in cases in which a driver was blatantly drunk, judges are rendering not guilty verdicts. Why is this happening?
Marcella Bombardieri is one of the reporters on the Boston Globe spotlight team that wrote the story. And Marcella, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So this is truly disturbing, and let's talk about what you find. And first, let's start with the specifics of that Middleborough case. A young man crashes his car, tells the cop he was drunk, lost control of his car. On what basis did the judge acquit?
I don't quite understand myself. The judge did note, he said, well, you know, he didn't just make one admission. He made several of them. So this is a tough one. Let me think about it. And he goes and thinks for a half an hour. And then when he gives the not guilty verdict, he doesn't explain why. Now, actually, an admission of guilt is actually not enough to prove anything in court, drunk driving or murder or anything else. But you don't need a lot more beyond that. You know, it was established in the trial that the young man was driving and that he had been drinking earlier in the night. So we don't really know why he was found not guilty.
And you found that this story was far from the exception. You looked at hundreds of OUI cases. Tell us what you found.
So in Massachusetts, about 85% of OUI cases are handled in some way without a trial. Some people plead guilty. Some people take a kind of first offender special disposition that doesn't establish guilt or innocence. But of the 15% of cases that do go to trial, we found that when a judge rules, as opposed to a jury, they are acquitting those defendants over 80% of the time, far higher than juries. When the case goes to a jury, it's about half the time they're getting acquitted.
Hmm. So you reported that savvy defense attorneys are opting for bench trials, that is, trials without a jury, because it turns out that it's a pretty good strategy for those charged with drunk driving, right?
Exactly, yes. These defense attorneys, they get to know the judges and the judges' track records. And when they can get before a judge that they consider to be a good bet, they encourage their client to waive their right to a jury.
What do you hear from judges about this? How do they defend this very high acquittal rate?
They defend it by saying that these are the very weakest of cases. The Chief Justice of the District Courts, Linda Connolly, said because drunk driving is seen as such an unpopular crime, prosecutors are reluctant to drop the weakest cases that they can't really prove. So they go ahead with it with the expectation that the judge is going to have to say not guilty. They talk about how reasonable doubt is a very high standard, and it really is incumbent on the state to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the person is guilty.
So the acquittal rate is so high because they're bringing so many cases into court. Many of them are weak. Did you find that to be true from the investigation that you did?
We did not find that to be true. Certainly there are some weak cases. We did see cases where we definitely said, yes, you know, we would think that the person was probably drunk, but we can see where the police messed up. They didn't complete their investigation. So yes, not guilty was the just verdict. But we saw so many cases where we just saw overwhelming evidence and where we would talk to experts. We would talk privately to some judges, or we would talk to prosecutors who would say, we don't see how this person could possibly have been acquitted.
So 80% acquittal rate. What's the impact of all of these acquittals?
The impact is that there are a lot of people who are driving drunk and getting away with it. And we certainly have seen some alarming cases where some of those people, you know, they're not suffering the consequences of a conviction. And perhaps they feel somewhat liberated by that. And they go out sometimes and drink and drive again.
And Marcella, one of the surprising things in this piece was that there's no data on acquittal rates. It's not compiled anywhere by the state, right?
That is right. The state has a new computer system that cost them $75 million to computerize the courts. And they cannot say with that computer system what is the acquittal rate for judges versus juries. So we had to go and do the legwork ourselves.
Marcella, one last question. How does this compare to the rest of the country?
We could not find anywhere else where the number of acquittals was so great. There isn't comprehensive data across the country. It's difficult to compare because different state laws are very different. But we found states where there were, 65 and 75% of people getting convicted. And we couldn't find anyone nationally who wasn't pretty shocked by the numbers that we found in Massachusetts.
Well, Marcella Bombardieri, thank you so much for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Marcella Bombardieri is a reporter for the Boston Globe's Spotlight team. Today, the state's Supreme Judicial Court opened a formal inquiry into the drunk driving acquittal rate. You can find a link to the Globe story on our website, radioboston.org.
Up next, a new movement in the United States that's taking root in Massachusetts claims people who hear voices aren't sick, just human. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.